Well, here we are. The Comedy Festival is on. We're in it. And we are getting closer and closer to the live episode of Wax Quizzical. ComedyRepublic.com.au is where you can get yourself some tickets. David O'Doherty is our guest, trying to get 10 questions right. And deep in character, desperately trying to assist David, are Gillian Cosgriff and Guy Montgomery from New Zealand. So excited to have them. We might even have some other little guests pop up. Maybe some other Brains Trust members will be sitting in the crowd with you. It's going to be so silly. If you love this show, come and see the live show, comedyrepublic.com.au. It's even better in the room.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Carl Donnelly.
Hi, Kyron. Welcome. I said welcome to you. Oh. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, that's everyone. Very nice.
Welcome, everybody.
I've never had a guest welcome me to my show.
Well, it's about time somebody did.
Yeah. So thank you.
Thanks.
Welcome back to Australia.
Thanks for having me back.
How was this morning? Have you seen some good parts of the country today?
I've been to Werribee this morning to host the launch of the Go West funding program. I don't know if you've heard about this.
Is that one? I didn't know the Melbourne International Comedy
program.
Festival were hosting the funding of
But it's to drive art and creativity in the western suburbs. And I thought, who better to host this than a man from southwest London?
Well, we have 10 questions for you today, and we have a Brains Trust to assist you.
Yes, I recall from last time I was on this.
Do you remember what you got last time?
What brainy trust they were. Oh, yeah. I think I had a dictator from China.
Oh, yes, I remember now.
Something that Nicky Britton did that felt problematic. But I can't remember what the character was.
Was it a swamp?
And it really fell apart halfway through when she realised she had to do it for the rest of the episode.
Yeah. Yes. The dictator wasn't problematic, though.
I think you've got to lean into these things. Yeah.
Anyway, do check that app out. I can't remember how many you got. It was probably
I was quite good, if I remember. Yeah. Not to blow my own trumpet, but just I do remember doing well.
Let's see if you can do as well today with today's Brains Trust. First of all, we have an ethically non-monogamous Californian rock climber. It's a big hello to Owen.
Okay, hey guys, how are we doing?
Okay, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Did you get to the top of your latest climb?
Yeah, I managed to free climb El Capitan. Actually, you may have heard of that.
And into the last syllable of
Capitan.
El Capitan. So I've been bouldering since and climbing since forever, and it's a beautiful thing.
What's the difference between bouldering and climbing?
So climbing typically is done with like ropes and clips, and bouldering is more kind of like free form.
Right. Yes. Thank you.
On rocks. Yeah. Without
is that right?
Probably. I mean, but I guess
sounds quite right.
Yeah. Like
that's all.
I mean. It's right for me, but what's right for you and for everyone else is not always the same.
Cool. Yes.
But that is life, I guess, isn't it? you know, I'll go one way up a
towards
wall.
Towards ethically not ethical non-monogamy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Some people, you know, love monogamy. It's kind of just something that, I guess, yeah, different strokes for different folks.
Literally.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is sort of what, God, what non-monogamy yeah. is, isn't it? Different
that,
strokes
Karen,
for different
but
folks.
Yeah. But true, very true, very true. Yeah.
So Owen is here.
I mean, I've got a lot of faith in Owen.
The first ethical non-monogamous person to be trusted.
Yes.
I think.
Which shows a flaw in my character. Too trusting.
No, I think
so
it's beautiful,
Carl.
Owen.
But the Brains Trust does not end there. We also have Talent Show Judge.
Right. Kyron.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so good.
Yeah, Carl, can you hear that? Yeah. Can you hear that crowd? This is fantastic. What an opener. But no, I'm very happy to be here, and I think we're all very lucky. So honestly, I think this is the best season of questions we have I've ever seen, to be honest. And I think it's the best possible 10 questions we could possibly have, and I can't wait to see what we got on the line.
So Talent Show Judge is here.
Yeah, less faith, I'm going to say.
Sorry?
You are, of course, quite far away at your judging desk.
I'm just trying to... This audio... Are you having a good time? Going off. Crazy. This is why I do it.
Okay. Question number one. Coprostastophobia... is the fear of what? I mean, you're obviously not scared of heights.
No, I'm not.
Are you scared of anything?
Yeah, tied
monogamy.
Down. Monogamy.
Yeah.
Spot on, absolutely.
Tied down, same thing.
The monotony of day-to-day life, you know, society's expectations, that is my, you know, conforming, that is my biggest fear. You get me on top of a rock, you get me free-falling, base jumping, you know, that is where I feel my most calm.
Cool. Have you seen any rock climbing, Talent Show Judge?
I have, and it's quite embarrassing, really, because I like being at home, cup of tea. Yeah. In bed by nine. That's me. But you know, that's what I like.
No,
that's
please,
what I like.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. It's amazing to be here with you. Oh, I mean, listen to that crowd. Listen to the crowd. Bloody hell, it's going off. So yeah, wow, fantastic. No, me, I've seen it. I'm aware of it, but I do not do it, Kyron. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay. I guess the only thing we have there for you is perhaps a fear of modern life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Conforming, maybe.
Coprostastophobia.
Copra.
Sounds like copper.
It does sound like copper.
Yeah.
I think that might be a little bit too.
Coprophobia.
I mean, I can't even hazard a guess, so I'm going to go with Owen.
Owen.
And say fear of modern life.
Modern living. Of expectations, maybe.
Question number two. On average, what is the thing that Americans do 22 times a day?
I'm American.
Ooh, you should know this.
Yeah.
Though. Feels like it's going to be a bodily function.
Okay.
I mean, anything. It could be eating, drinking.
Yeah. One bodily function gets up to 22.
Yeah, that's a lot. God,
high fiving.
I hope you're okay.
You reckon you high five 22 times a day?
I reckon I high five much more than that every day.
I get that sense, actually. I reckon you're in the high 50s.
Yeah, go up. up by any chance I can get. But no. Let's think about it. Bodily functions, right.
Is it definitely bodily functions?
Well, no, I mean, I reckon it's some. I would guess it's something in the region of, I reckon it's probably eating in terms of like,
yeah,
but you would eat, how many times a day as an American would you?
I fast intermittently, so I guess.
And are you on like a high protein diet?
I am a conscious consumer.
Right. Yes.
So,
how does that play out when you eat meat?
If I'm overseas, I'm traveling. I travel a lot. You got to be respectful of other people's culture.
Yes.
So yeah, I think that I just can't assess it case by case.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so what do we consume 22 times
a day?
Oh, okay, yeah. Let's go with eat something.
Eat something.
I'll put eat something. Question number three. What does the term piano actually mean?
It's a... Right.
Well, because obviously when you judge a lot of talent shows, so a lot of musicians, you must be familiar with music.
They love pianos, great for music. I've always said
that. But you'd have to be an expert in music, I imagine.
Look, Kyron, I'm going to be honest, Kyron. When I first saw that question come in, right, I was like, look, I think the nation's going to fall in love with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
That question has the right attitude.
What does the term piano mean?
Exactly. I was like, that's it. That's the question. That's great. I can't wait to watch their journey. I'm going to be honest.
Mm.
It's not my favorite question. That wasn't their best tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because now I feel dumb. I don't know the answer. Yeah. And that's not what a question should be. A question should be open. We should all know the answer straight away.
Okay.
But I'm a fan. I hope you get through. I hope it gets through. I do. I really do. But that was not its best.
Okay. But what does the term piano actually mean?
What does the term piano mean? Well, it has piano.
Did you study any music at school?
I actually played a bit of piano as a kid.
Oh, did you do the history of pianos?
I did not. Oh, no. I didn't practice enough. I was too taken, I guess, with nature. So, yeah, that one's on me.
I think piano is used in, for those, I don't know the answers yet, so I play along.
Yeah.
Piano is used in, it's like one of the Italian words that like describes
Latin,
how to play. Oh yeah, maybe
yeah, I do. It does sound Latin.
How to play what's written down?
Yes.
Oh, so they have like largo, and it's and piano.
So it'll probably mean something like plays with fingers. To play with fingers. Yeah. I don't mean plays with your fingers.
I imagine that if it's written on the music,
yes. Or to read.
Then they probably already know what you'll play the instrument with.
But if you've just heard us three speak, I think you're expecting a lot of people.
I love the idea of someone, though, sitting down with the music at a piano, reading, oh, play with toes. Okay, great. But I think it's soft. I think piano means soft.
Softly played.
If piano is written on a staff, on music,
soft.
It means you have to play that softly.
Wow, that's kind of beautiful, isn't it?
Beautiful. I love it.
Oh, so softly play no.
Well, we'll go with your answer then.
That is definitely it. Okay, question number four. What is Bob Dylan's real name? Bob Dylan ever pop up on any talent shows that you were judging, talent show judge?
Or how would he do in a modern talent show?
How would he do in a modern talent
not
show?
Not the best singer, not the best musician.
Not the best musician, not the best singer, but he has that star quality.
Yes.
So, does he?
I think he does.
He's a ball of charisma. That's what I've always said about Bob Dylan.
Yeah. I think, exactly.
He lights up a screen.
One of the single worst shows I've ever been to, I think, was Bob Dylan's show.
Where was he playing?
I think it was Perth.
Okay.
Could have been part of the problem.
Yeah.
But he sort of played, he was in going through a period of time where he really didn't want to play his songs, I don't think.
Oh, fantastic. That's always a great place to start.
He wasn't Yeah, that's always.
This is what you want at a Bob Dylan concert. You don't want any of his songs.
I'm not playing any of my music.
Yeah.
Well, you must listen to a lot of covers.
Lots of covers, yeah. I try and find every version of every song that's ever been done.
Yes.
And I pick my favourite. And it's often the person who originally did it is down the bottom because it's too predictable. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I imagine you must actually have an aversion to original music because when people go on talent shows with an original song, I do cringe. I think this is going to be rubbish.
Yeah.
How do you feel when someone just walks out onto your stage with an original song?
Politely, get the off my stage.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't get
on air, say it on air.
On air, yeah. They'll bleep it. Oh, they'll bleep the swears. They'll bleep the swears. But people at home know, don't with that guy.
And the people in the room hear it as well.
People in the room, they're horrified. I say horrible shit on there.
Any memorable lines you've said live in the room?
Yeah. Oh, God. It's like picking your favourite child.
Yeah.
What's the rating here on the Waxing Quizzical?
R18.
R18, right. Yeah. One fella comes on, 14, 15, mum's there with him. He goes, right. He goes, I got this song I wrote for my girlfriend. Oh, hello, you know, and I'm going, all right. Starts playing. He plays a couple of notes. And I get up on stage. I snatch the guitar off him. And I go, how would you feel if I beat your mother to death with this guitar? How would you feel if your mate, look me in the eye. He's crying, right? I'm going, mate, did you read the brief wrong? Did you read the brief wrong? Come in here, pick a song from the charts. Pick a song from the charts, mate. Come in here, I'll beat your mother to death. I will, I'll do it. And then I'm threatening her. She's flinching, he's crying. And then I just say fucking cunt and asshole and shit and diarrhea for about 10 minutes. And then I sit down and we get on.
Great TV though, isn't it? Reality TV though. You know,
it's the best TV.
The audience loved it in the room though. That's what
I was killing in the room. But then
they're on your side.
Goes on telly, people start freaking out.
Do you watch a lot of reality TV, Owen?
I actually don't own a TV.
Cool. You don't
or
own
phone.
A TV.
No, I don't even have a phone.
You listen to music.
In my van, I do. Yeah.
you have a van.
Of course, I have a
good
van.
Good acoustics in vans, actually. Yeah.
But what is Bob Dylan's real name?
Okay, I would go with maybe Robert.
I was thinking Robert probably Robert.
Robert
Dylan, yeah.
Robert Dylan, or maybe William. Or is that, no, that's Bill, isn't it, when they're Bill and William get changed.
So what are you saying, Robert William?
No, they're my Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Yeah. Right, lock it in.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Williams.
Robin Williams?
Put it down.
Put it down.
Robin Williams.
I'm feeling about that, Mum.
I feel like we all kind of got there really organically, so that's kind of really fun.
That's what's really about.
Yeah.
Question 5. Unless one is a magician, what is it illegal to own as a pet in Queensland? Unless you're a magician.
A rabbit?
What is it illegal to own as a pet in Queensland?
A rabbit.
Tiger?
I mean, you're not from Australia, but...
No, I'm not.
Either am I.
Kyron, has there been any rabbit issues in the area of Queensland, do we know?
Well, in the country, they're obviously a pest.
They're a pest.
Are they?
So if you to own a rabbit, got out, started breeding, could... run havoc for the farmers.
So logically, it feels like it should be rabbit, because the only two animals that magicians have are rabbits or doves.
Yeah.
I can't imagine there's a dove pest
massive
issue.
Dove issue.
That'd be a lovely dove issue.
Would be a wedding. They're everywhere.
Or a John Woo film.
So it's illegal. Yeah.
Have any magicians pop out? Got Talent?
On the Got Talent ones, yeah. Lots of magicians come on.
Do they call themselves mentalists, some of the ones?
No. But
did you ever perform yourself?
Once, yeah.
On a talent show?
Yes.
Wow, I feel like we've kind of tapped into something here.
Yeah, I feel like we're regressing.
Yeah.
Did you...
Some rabbits, what?
Did you get the ticket?
Sorry?
Did you get the ticket? Did you go to London?
No, I didn't go to London, Kyron. The people on the panel weren't exactly my number one fans. Let's just put it that way. They thought I was annoying and they didn't want me to sit next to them in class. So one talent show and I thought, right, I'm going behind the desk.
Because they're the people that wronged you, right? The people behind the desk.
I feel like we've just seen the origin story. Yeah.
I know a great ceremony that could maybe help you work through some
ayahuasca?
Of these dishes. Yeah.
Ayahuasca.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you done ayahuasca before?
Absolutely.
How often?
A couple of times a year. Okay. I prioritize it to go. Yeah.
Have you done ayahuasca before?
I have actually done ayahuasca. Yeah.
Really?
I thought you might have.
Got a couple of earrings, a tattoo.
I've done ayahuasca.
It's incredible. Yeah.
Would you do it a couple of times a year?
No, I've done it twice. Once officially. Once me and my friend tried to brew it ourselves and it went bad. It went real bad.
Wow. Mm. That feels like a long story.
The official one. Yeah, it's a very long story. Yeah. But it's the official one was very good, but hard.
Has it ever gone bad for you?
Absolutely. Like, it's incredibly challenging. Yeah, I can imagine. I can feel like I can relate to what Carl, might have gone through. Yeah.
But, you're doing it twice a year. You must be brewing it yourself as well.
Oh, yeah.
In the van.
In the van, but definitely I've traveled a lot, done it with a lot of different shamans, a lot of different experiences.
Shamans? What?
Shamans.
Yeah, and I mean, it's challenging, it's different every time.
What's the process to brew it up?
So you take a pot. Remind me, Carl.
It's like the root and bark of an Amazonian tree.
That's right.
Did you go to Amazonia to do it? sorry.
I did a similar way.
But unless you're a magician, what is it illegal to own as a pet?
It's got to be rabbit. Come on, put rabbit down.
I'll put rabbit. Question number 6. How many bones do sharks have?
Whoa.
Have you ever swum with sharks?
I've never swum with sharks.
You scared of sharks?
I mean, scared if I was in a body of water and they were there.
In
I'm
the
not
ocean,
scared of
I guess.
Them sitting here right now. No, it's very much a contextual fear.
Yeah.
I've heard it's an incredibly peaceful way to go for surfers.
To be more really? Than
a shark. It can be if you're
if
at you, peace.
If you go with it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I agree.
What's all that screaming about then when you see those videos?
Then people are stopping themselves to go in with it.
Yeah.
Mm. But how many bones do sharks have?
1,200.
Do you reckon it's loads then?
Heaps. Because I reckon to think about their mouth.
Yes.
Right,
you mean
bones.
Teeth?
Yeah, you forget about that.
It's harder for me to say teeth.
I don't know if teeth are bones. I don't think they're counted as bones.
Are they not?
So I thought it's just a big head The spine is individual vertebrae, but I imagine that's counted as, is it counted as one, the spine? Or do you have to split it?
Could it be zero?
What, but it's three.
Yeah, is actually.
They're quite wobbly, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, you see the mouth.
I've they gone from 1,200 to zero.
That's a real.
And that, really isn't that incredible, yeah. Like how that's life be, I can mean, change on a dime like that.
That's the non-commitment thing you've got going on.
I think that that's,
yeah.
Let's
we're
go
all too rigid.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to go with zero, even that sounds so wrong.
Right. I think Kyron wouldn't do that zero. To us, would you, Kyron?
I do, well, I don't. I've got no idea.
Oh, I feel
but
like
I'm
you
trying to think because they're constantly moving, and they just they seem like a big tendon.
Yeah,
right.
Seem like
this isn't a sick joke by you to bring people in to do a quiz.
No,
you lead us in the wrong direction. Tell us we're wrong, and then
kick
us out.
But you often see just the teeth ring, don't you?
Yeah.
But is that on a bone? Is it on a jaw bone? Is it one? The jaw bone.
The jaw bone.
That would be insane.
They're all jaw.
One bone.
One. I'm going to change the answer to one. I get the final say. The
jaw.
One.
Literally a swimming jaw. That's what a shark.
And you say you're not scared.
Yeah.
I'm fucking terrified. Question number seven. What colour catches the eye first? What colour catches the eye first?
I mean, I imagine you've got quite a philosophical answer to this.
I mean, apparently green.
Okay.
Really?
We're in a green room.
Oh, yeah,
now
correct.
It's catching my eye, nature.
Yes.
I don't think the question means right now.
Oh, okay.
What color has caught your eye?
Yeah.
What color are we all looking at?
I mean, red feels like the one that they would choose. What if they've chosen it as the one for danger?
Yeah. Mm.
That feels like that's because it would be the one that would catch your attention the most.
Yes. That's interesting. Right. Okay.
But,
yeah. Like a flare is orange.
Yes.
The sky is blue.
We're just naming the colors now.
You're
that's
wearing
the poem,
a,
I think.
Yeah, you're wearing a blue shirt. You're wearing blue trousers.
Yeah.
The ocean is blue. I'm going to go with blue. Feeling blue or green.
Blue is an option available to you.
I just think if you're really talented, pop someone in a brown room.
Neutral colors.
Neutral.
Mm. Autumnal.
Let the talent shine.
Let the talent shine. My idea for a talent show is putting someone in a small brown room with a cat.
Yeah.
And we have cameras. And if they look good and the cat stops and watches, that's talent.
Wow.
That's my idea.
I feel like this is like you're a real onion. We're learning so much about you.
I'm
so
an
many
onion.
Layers.
I'm
yeah.
an onion.
And
onions
I love
are brown.
It.
That's a good thing.
Onions are brown. Yeah, until you strip them off and they're kind of more of a transparent white. But yeah, they do start off brown.
Or red. Red, red onions.
Or red onions.
So we'll go with red.
We'll go red.
Question number eight. According to the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists' Doomsday Clock, how close to global catastrophe are we?
Very.
We're really close, aren't we? Close.
Yeah.
Didn't they move it?
They updated it recently, didn't they?
Like whatever it is, 1 minute to
I think
midnight or
this
something.
I think this started like after the atomic bomb, didn't it? They were like, we need to, you know, start measuring this.
I think they started quite
in
close
an
to
skew away.
They do it to midnight, don't they?
Yeah.
And I think they started quite close to midnight. It wasn't like it started at midday.
No.
And I think it like started
it like 16:15.
Yeah.
And
they were
like it's 9 a.m.
I think it started at like 5 to 12.
Yeah.
And I think now it's like 1 minute to 12 or something.
1 minute to 12.
It feels I can't remember. I did read about it.
Yeah, it's imminent.
It's very close.
It?
Do you feel like the world's ending?
I feel like we're not in a good place.
Do you feel like the world is ending?
No. No.
Oh,
look around you. Everything's carrying on. Like, what are we, you know, everyone's talking about, bloody earthquakes and waterfalls and, Attenborough's getting all up in arms. And I think everything's fine. And I think it's an attempt to control us by fear.
Mm. But do think the world's ending.
I mean, obviously.
Yes.
We're not in a great place. You know, Mother Nature, she's suffering.
Just a sort of vibe check on Mother Nature. Do you feel like she's ethically non-monogamous as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you cannot contain her. You know, you cannot box her, bottle her.
Well, exactly. That's the point. You're boxing her in by saying that she's something's happening.
No,
I'm letting
she's
her be.
You're fluid.
But according to the atomic scientist's doomsday clock, how close to global catastrophe are we? Do you want to put a minute?
I reckon 1 minute to midnight.
Put a minute to midnight. Question number nine. What was the first sound recording device called?
Whoa.
What was the very first sound recording device called?
That's a cool question, isn't it?
That is a cool question.
Why am I thinking polyphonic, polygraph?
I think that's because you are poly.
Yeah, yes, true.
Polly. Everything's Polly in Norway.
Polly.
Are you thinking of fauna instead of Polly?
Yes, fauna.
As in phonograph.
Yes.
What's a phonograph?
I think it's the first recording device.
Okay, yeah. Cool. There we go. Somehow we got to it.
I'll put phonograph question 10. Final question.
Whoa, cool.
Who first proposed the concept of contact lenses?
Who first proposed?
Not officially, like, they're not the inventor. Yeah. They were the one that went, what about this?
Yeah. It's going to be some weird, like, Leonardo da Vinci's question where it was like, oh, there was a picture of something like that in one of his journals. Everyone does that with, like, helicopters. You know, he designed helicopters. Like, no, that wouldn't have worked. His one wouldn't have worked.
Designed man.
It was just
a
drawing of something that had a spinny thing on top. Yeah. He had no idea of the science. So I reckon this is a trick question. It's going to be
child.
Like
he was
that.
A child.
Yeah. I guess they would have had glasses at that
I think
point.
Glasses are actually really old. I think there's evidence of them like 600 or 700 years ago.
Wow.
They would have not been great.
Yeah.
But I do think there's really old like Renaissance paintings where there's little
glasses.
Of them. Yeah.
Because you wear glasses, but do you have to take them off when you're rock climbing? Or do you have those like goggle things?
Yeah, sometimes I wear goggles. Yeah, it just depends. I find it a bit awkward, like poking in my eyes.
You thought about laser eye surgery?
No.
It's sort of intrusive, isn't it, Western medicine?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Yeah, big time.
She looked at me when she said that, if I cared to look.
She? Who's she?
Sorry. Yeah. Hey, sorry.
When I get assumption of your gender fluid as well.
All right, here we go. Right. God, you can't say anything these days, can you? I'm in character. To be clear.
Do you want to put Leonardo da Vinci?
Yeah, let's do it.
That's 10 questions. How do you think you did?
I'm not good. This definitely worse. Way worse this time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's no reflection on the support.
The brain stress.
You had a bad day.
Wow, I had a bad day at the office.
Much better with the dictator and the swamp girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a wider nest
somehow.
Of knowledge.
Yeah. Okay, let's find out. Question number one.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Question number one. Coprocystophobia is the fear of what? You said fear of modern life?
Yeah.
Is it something like hot foods or
something?
It's
constipation.
What?
Sure, we've all got a slight fear of constipation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Slight fear. Yeah.
Maybe no one's more
what's
diabetes.
The word for looking forward to diarrhea?
Yeah.
Question number two. On average, what is the thing that Americans do 22 times a day? You said eat, and the answer is open the fridge.
Oh,
can I give you that?
Yeah.
How many times?
Because it's a pretty hard one to get.
Yeah, it's
and
very
out of 22
hard.
Times they're opening it, how many times are they
closing it?
Not yet. closing it without taking something out to eat.
That's very generous.
I'm
going
to give that to you because that's an incredibly hard question just to pick out of thin air.
Pluck
what
out
Americans do 22 times ago. I reckon that is close enough.
Okay, thank
question
you.
Question number three. The term piano means to be played softly.
Nice. Yes.
Are you sure it's not with fingers?
No.
Can you just check that again?
Yeah, well avoided. Question number four. What is Bob Dylan's real name? You said Robin Williams.
How did we go?
And close.
But it's Robert Zimmerman.
Not
far off, actually. I think that's close enough.
Yeah, I would give us half a point for
I wouldn't go that
David
far.
David Bowie
no,
wrote a song.
I've been Robert generous Zimmerman. Already. In Queensland, if you're not a magician, it's illegal to own a rabbit.
Okay,
as a
ding,
pet.
Ding, ding. Whoa-ho.
Sharks have zero
bones.
Whoa.
Why did I change it to one bone?
Oh, no, we changed it.
Then. John, we changed it.
I changed it.
Oh, right. To the floating jaw.
Which is a real shame.
No.
The colour that catches your eye first is yellow.
Ooh, oh, no whoa. One mooted that.
Not have picked that. No. That is wild.
Look at that. There's a minion
yeah,
in the corner.
Yellow, yes. Orange, apple.
What?
Just saying.
The Atomic Scientist Doomsday Clock is currently set to 90 seconds to midnight.
Oh.
Not quite as pessimistic as you. Only had 1 minute.
I didn't know they went down in like 30-second
integers. This close, I think. Yeah, they've got to leave themselves some room.
Or is it 10 seconds? What do you know? Do we know what they're going down
no
in?
No idea.
Okay.
Question number 8 was: what was the first sound recording device called? You said phonograph, and it's phonograph.
I say we said it. You said it.
Hey,
one thing you did say is that Leonardo da Vinci proposed the concept of contact lenses, and he did.
Yay!
Hey.
Giving you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 10.
It's better than I thought.
Yeah.
Actually,
what did you get last time?
I don't know.
Higher.
I think it was higher, yeah. But still, after, I didn't think that was going to be
10,
5.
That's pretty
that's
good.
Beautiful.
Thanks. That's yeah, pretty it's great
good.
To be back.
50%. Would you give them the ticket to Sydney?
But I got to boot camp.
Right. You know what? I'm in a good mood. Sorry for bringing it down before. I know we went on a bit of a journey with my emotions. And to be honest, we could be here all day. But 50%. You're going to Sydney. Why not? Exactly.
Who are some of your favourite people that you've had through the show that you've been able to send to Sydney?
Favourite people I've had through the show. There was this young lad called Royston. That's my boy, Royston. He's
wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
What about maybe the worst person that you've had on the show then?
Ricky Lee. Absolute pain in the arse.
Okay. Any comedians been on the show before?
People have come on and they've told jokes and they've been a little bit.
Oh yeah. Do you remember any of their names at all?
Reese Nicholson came on.
What was that one there?
Are you trying to get me in trouble here or something? I'm trying to have a nice time and you're planting. Right. I'm just saying. I'm not a fan of.
I guess Dougie Baldwin.
I don't like Ricky Lee and Reese Nicholson
anyway. Dougie. So. tickets not available.
Not available.
I guess there's nothing to plug.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Dougie Baldwin's done a fantastic show that's ending today. What time does this come out on Wednesday?
7 a.m.
All right, come on down to the Motley Bauhaus tonight, 7 p.m. Come see Mind Out You Go.
You've
it's
got
really
12
good,
hours.
You've got 12 hours. Sort yourself out. Right. And Limbo Comedy is really good as well.
Well, thank you for being here, talent show judge.
Thank you. Thank
and Owen, thank you so much for contributing to the quiz.
Such a pleasure to be here. It was beautiful to chat with you all. Thank you.
Are you on break at the moment? Or are you?
Yeah, I'm just traveling around, catching up with some friends. I'm going to be off to, the Cathedral Rangers. Yeah. But, you know, I'm around town.
Do you do any climbing through the cities?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Because there's some beautiful buildings to climb, particularly here in Melbourne. Like the theatres are stunning, aren't they?
There's a great bridge in Northcote I like to climb. There's some cool buildings and walls in Brunswick. But I've got some time off. I like to check out some comedy,
Good. Any shows in particular?
Oh, Dougie Baldwin, I hear is, quite good. Carl Donnelly, Nat Harris.
Nat Harris?
Yeah, she's not doing a comedy festival show, but she'll be around doing spots.
Oh, she'll be around. Okay, great.
Yeah, check her out on Instagram.
Great. And Carl Donnelly, congratulations. Thank you for being here, Owen.
Oh, no worries. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on 5 out of 10.
Thank you.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not as bad as it felt.
It felt
harder, didn't it?
It's almost hurtful.
No. I've got very high standards for general knowledge.
Yeah. You are doing a show in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival now.
Yes.
Halfway through, actually. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Yeah. It's the best 2 weeks I've ever had at a festival.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, really fire. Get them. It's sold out for the rest of the run. Don't even try and get tickets.
Okay. So if it went to
it's
Comedy
not,
Festival.
Please.
.com.au, they wouldn't be able to get a ticket to see.
No, but I do recommend they just try. Just try. Okay. Just have a look. Hopefully
just in case.
Just in
there
case.
There might be a late release.
There might be, We're going to be releasing
just added
80% on the day.
That's a good system.
It is. Cap it pre-festival at 20%. Put a hardcore and then just let the latecomers come as they go.
The Dead Dad Show.
Yes.
Is the name of the show.
It is called The Dead Dad Show. Yep. It's 1 hour about my dad dying. That I've worked very hard to make the lightest hour about death possible.
Great.
So no one will leave sad. they will leave fine, happy, like emotionally
what
fine.
What a review!
They'll have, hopefully, that's they've laughed for an review. Hour. What I mean is, it's not a tough. It's not a show. That, it's
no,
not,
that's right.
I've tried to strip it of all the pathos that comes with death.
I don't think there's anyone better suited to doing that.
Thank you.
I cannot wait to see that show. Comedyfestival.com.au is where you'll find tickets to that. Comedyrepublic.com.au is where you'll find tickets to Wax Quizzical, which is doing a live show on the final Saturday of the Comedy Festival with David O'Doherty in the guest chair, in your chair today.
Excellent.
We also have Gillian Cosgriff hanging around.
Excellent.
And Guy Montgomery, who's in from New Zealand, will be in the room as well. So comedyrepublic.com.au is where you can find those. 5 out of 10. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.